Grace and peace to you in Jesus' name. We've been studying the life of Joseph, and tonight we consider the life of Joseph and his dealings with Potiphar's wife. I'll read to you the text tonight from Genesis 39 so it can be fresh in your minds, the story of Joseph and Potiphar's wife. There's basically three characters here, three people in the text. There's Joseph, who's described as a successful man because God was with him. He was also, in this text, described as a handsome man in appearance and in form. Then there's Potiphar, who's a captain of the guard for Pharaoh, a commander for Pharaoh, an Egyptian. And then also you have Potiphar's wife, who, as according to the song would say, was looking for love in all the wrong places. Hear the word from Genesis 39, the whole chapter. Now Joseph had been brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, had brought him down from the Ishmaelites, who had brought him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he became a successful man, and he was in the house of the Egyptian master. His master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord caused all that Joseph did to succeed in his hands. So Joseph found favor in his sight and attended him, and he made him overseer of his house and put him in charge of all that he had. From the time that he made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, and the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. The blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in his house and field. So he left all that he had in Joseph's charge, and because of him he had no concern about anything but the food he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance, and after a time his master's wife cast her eyes on Joseph and said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Behold, because of me my master has no concern about anything in the house, and he has put everything that he has in my charge. He is not greater in this house than I am, nor has he kept back anything from me except yourself, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against the God?" And as she spoke to Joseph day after day, he would not listen to her to lie beside her or to be with her. But one day, when he went out into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the house was there in the house, she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." But he left his garment in her hand and fled and got out of the house. And as soon as she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and had fled out of the house, she called to the men of her household and said to them, "See, he has brought among us a Hebrew to laugh at us. He came in to me to lie with me, and I cried out with a loud voice. And as soon as he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried out, he left his garment beside me and fled and got out of the house." Then she laid up his garment by her until his master came home. And she told him the same story, saying, "The Hebrew servant whom you have brought among us came into me to laugh at me. But as soon as I lifted up my voice and cried, he left his garment beside me and fled out of the house." As soon as his master heard the words that his wife spoke to him, "This is the way your servant treated me," his anger was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined, and he was there in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him steadfast love and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison put Joseph in charge of all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever was done there, he was the one who did it. The keeper of the prison paid no attention to anything that was in Joseph's charge because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it succeed. Well, what do we learn from this text? First of all, I think we could see here that Joseph proved himself to be an obedient servant of God. He was tempted, yet he persevered. What commandment did he not break? Remember which commandment? The sixth commandment, very good, which is, you shall not commit adultery. Now, how did Joseph know that? This is Genesis 39. When did the law of Moses, when was that revealed? Much, much later. But yet, how did he know that it wasn't right to do this? Because the law of God is written where? On our hearts, right? Our hearts bear witness to it. Now, even in Egypt, therefore, it was wrong to take another man's wife. The law of God isn't just for Israel, but it's also for Egypt and for all the land. This is written into all men's hearts. It wasn't just God's dealing with a certain people. But we all descend from Adam, don't we? So we learn in this text that Joseph was an obedient servant of the Lord, and that even in Egypt, that God's law applied. And then another thing we learn is that God allowed temptation to come upon his servant, didn't he? He allowed this. Remember, God was with him, and yet he allowed Joseph to be tempted. And God also allowed Joseph to suffer for something that he did not do. He did have to go to prison, didn't he? Did he do anything wrong? No. Does this remind us of anyone? Remember the purpose of the Old Testament? To point us to head to who? Christ Jesus. Here was one who was tempted in every way, just like we are, and yet was without sin. And the Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He suffered unjustly for the things that we have done, the things that all of humanity has done. The Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all. And yet, even though he suffered unjustly, the next thing we learn is that God showed his steadfast love to Joseph even while he was suffering. Did you catch that? Even when he was in prison, God was with him. Even while he was suffering for doing nothing really, for being punished not for anything that he had done, but for something Potiphar's wife accused him of, the deceitfulness of her, yet God showed steadfast love to Joseph. How did he do that? Well, he put him in charge of everything in prison, didn't he? He was the one in charge of everything at the prison. The prisoner didn't even care about what happened in prison because he knew that God was with Joseph, and under Joseph's control, everything would be fine. So he put his full trust into Joseph. So even while Joseph was in prison, he saw the mercy of God. He saw the steadfast love of God. This should point us to a couple things. What about Christ Jesus? When he suffered unjustly on the cross, did God show steadfast love to Jesus? Maybe not on the cross, that's where he forsook him, but then what? In the resurrection of the dead, this is how God manifests his steadfast love to Christ Jesus, and also to us. How about Joseph? Well, we already discussed Joseph. God showed his steadfast love for him in prison, for Jesus. But what about us? Well, we live in a sinful world, don't we? We sometimes can suffer unjustly for things we didn't do, and yet God still shows his steadfast love for us, the baptized. How? Because we are in Christ. When we cling to God's word, he reveals to us his steadfast love. The fact that Jesus Christ died for our sins and that eternity has been paid for, all of our sins have been paid, that we have heaven, is the way God assures us of his steadfast love, assures us that nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord, that his mercies are great. He did indeed show mercy, because even when we, who sometimes are not as obedient as Joseph, maybe we would fall into temptation. Joseph endured very well against this daily temptation. Maybe we wouldn't do that so well. Well, we're sinful, aren't we? So was Joseph. But God laid upon Jesus the iniquity of us all. He shows us mercy in saying that I can even forgive you for that. That I can restore broken sinners to be in perfect fellowship with me again. That God reconciles us to Himself through the cross. What a wonderful God we have, who shows us His steadfast love, even during persecution and trial, which He allows to test the genuineness of our faith. He even shows His steadfast love to us when we suffer, provided we cling to what? To our baptism and to the Word of God and His sacraments. There God reveals to us His steadfast love. We won't see it in everything in the world, but we will see it where? In His Word and in His sacraments. Thanks be to God for Genesis 39. Thanks be to God for Joseph and for the steadfast love that he reminds us of. Even while he suffered in prison, God was with him. And even as we suffer in our prison, this prison of sin that we are bound by in this world, God reveals to us His steadfast love and showed us that He has freed us in Christ Jesus to be with Him forever. Thanks be to God. Amen.